Hey y'all listening to Us in Between with your girl Tia Turner, and tonight is supposed to be a freeze warning, and I just want to bring that up. We're here on, I believe it's March the 18th, and it's been a pretty good day for me. I just want to say that I had the funniest thing, y'all, happen to me, and guess what? I lost weight. I haven't been on the scale yet, but you just know when you have lost weight, okay? Because my clothes were baggy when I got up this morning, and it was tight when I went to sleep. So now this was a miracle. I just want y'all to know, I believe in my last episode, I told y'all that I went over to the mall. I think I was at Cumberland, and they have the B12 health store there. And I mean, when I say this, y'all might want to start a line. But these people, I told them, they usually give the shot in your arm, right here by your shoulder, right there. But I have been having problems in my shoulder, so I definitely didn't want the shot there. So I told them to shoot me in my stomach, because years ago when I had my last child, I had, like I said, I went through Groupon and I got the B12 shots, and I got like 5 of them, and you were supposed to take one a week. And I was looking at this needle, and it didn't look like, I can't remember, it's been about 6 years, 6-7 years ago, and I can't really remember how much liquid B12 was in this shot, but I was taking it like once a week. And I mean, if you all would have saw me, I mean, it was like I never did have a child. Like, you know, my stomach was just totally flat, and it was good. I'm saying, I'm just telling y'all for real. You think I'm telling a story? But if you're having an issue, and I know for a lot of women that have been pregnant and had children, and they see the bloatedness, I'm not trying to, like, you know, tell you what to do or nothing like that, you know, but I know that that's what I had done. You could take the B12 shots and get it put in your abdominal area, and it'll melt the fat away. So anyway, I've been bloated for a while. I had been overeating last year, you know, because I've been going through something, like I said, and once everything is over, then I get a chance to talk to y'all more about it. But I don't want to, like, just be spilling beans and then never know how things gonna turn out. So anyway, I was overeating, and that, like I said, I was big, y'all, and it was, you know, however many people have been a certain way in their life, like, you know, I'm like 5'5 or something like that, 5'4 3/4. So, like, you know, for my height, I'm supposed to have a certain weight, okay? So I'm like, you know, BMI, body mass index, something like that. Like, you know, if you want to correct me, you know, but that's what I heard. So I'm like almost 200 pounds. 5'5", nah. I'm supposed to be like around 145 pounds. It's supposed to be how much I weigh. So at some point, I was weighing the right amount. So now, like I said, I got up to almost 200 pounds. And like maybe a couple weeks ago, I went to the doctor and I lost like 8 pounds. And that was good. And I mean, y'all, I had to, like, you know, almost basically starve myself. And you know, that's really unhealthy. So you don't supposed to really starve yourself, like, you know, but I was fasting some days. And I told y'all I detox my body so that I can, like, you know, make bowel movements, so I could try to get all that excess, you know, whatever was there that was causing me to just stay so bloated. So I noticed that I was still uncomfortable with my size. My clothes were not fitting me the way that I wanted them to. So I was very unhappy, you know, because, like, you know, you got to shop a lot. Like, you know, depending on how you really like to wear your clothes. So, like, you know, I can say what I look good in versus what I don't look good in. So what I didn't look good in no more was jeans. Like, you know, my jeans just was not fitting my body correctly. Like, you know, they was not covering my stomach. Like, you know, the stomach was kind of bulging over the jean. And, like, you know, it just didn't look good. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, I'm a beautiful woman, African-American woman, no matter culture, no matter ethnic group, whatever. Like, you know, I like to look good, y'all. Like, you know, I used to be a dancer. Like, I performed in my life since I was at least 18. You know what I'm saying? I've been a dancer off and on for a while. You know what I'm saying? Adult entertainment or whatever. But, like, you know, I like to keep my body up, you know. I like to be comfortable in my skin. Like, you know, even I have children and I don't really have scratch marks, okay? Because I definitely oil my skin. Like, you know, I put cocoa butter on. I do not scratch. Like, you know, I have to, like, point, like, you know, oil instead of scratch. So, you know, people have to tell you that for real, or else you just gonna really mess up your stomach. So, like, you know, I didn't really mess up my stomach, but I used oils on my stomach. I drank teas and stuff like that to put me to sleep. I try to make myself as comfortable as possible, but like I said, I like my stomach to actually be flat. I don't want to see my stomach bulging like I'm pregnant when I'm not, and then I haven't had sex. So, like, you know, I wanted to sort of kind of, like, go there with you all, okay? And, talk about, first of all, the weight loss that I felt from today, and then start talking about, you know, the love in the relationship when you are that perfect size. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you can fit that dress, and, like, you know, you can wear those heels, and you can walk that walk without feeling like, you know, you're not doing a good job when you're looking in the mirrors, and, you know, you're looking through the glass, and you're looking at yourself like, oh, you know, I don't think I'm doing as good of a job as I really wish I was doing. So just last week, I didn't think I was doing all that. I didn't feel my total best. I just want y'all to know, and that I have been saying that about myself for a while. You know, I got my teeth fixed too, y'all, okay? Like, you know, it didn't even cost that much. My insurance company actually paid for it. Big ups to them, big props to them. I had Blue Cross Blue Shield, and you know, they the best for real, okay? Like, you know, they definitely save money for you. You know, they expensive, but, you know, they, I went to the doctor, and it had been years since I had, like, the little hang tooth or whatever, and they straightened my teeth. So if you see my smile, you know, it's real. It's not even, you know, it's not a fake smile. Like, I got a real smile. Those are really my real teeth, and that they just actually just took something, and he just sort of kind of, like, drilled the teeth, like, you know, so that it could be straight. And I mean, you guys, I will not tell you anything wrong, but I did feel like a whole nother person just by getting my teeth straightened, okay? And he straightened it with a drill. Like, you know, and he wanted to charge me some money for real. I think I went to Aspen Dental, but, like, you know, he wanted to charge me some money for real for saying, like, if I want to get my teeth, because I had a slight overbite, if I want to get my teeth to sort of kind of go back, or, you know what I'm saying? So you can't really, really tell, because, see, I've been practicing for years with my teeth, and no matter if I had, like, the little hang tooth, which I think, I don't know what they call it, it was crooked a little, but if you, you know, you put your teeth on the bottom teeth, and I always just do that, okay? So that when I do that, you know, I have a slight overbite so that I can kind of feel on the sides of my mouth, and it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can feel a little space there. So, like, you know, I guess they're supposed to be able to push my teeth back, you know, so that, yeah, like, you know, my teeth, and if I go, you know, bite down on my teeth, then my front teeth, they have a slight overbite, but for the most part, they are still straight because I got them straightened, okay? So anyway, going back to me losing weight, okay, and my clothes feeling a little too big for me all of a sudden, right, y'all? This was amazing, okay? I really just literally laughed at myself all day today because I felt lighter. And I was just saying to myself, I was like, okay, I'm lighter, you guys. Like, y'all, because I took a B12 shot maybe 2 or 3 days ago, y'all, and I'm lighter today, okay? And I have been making a lot of bowel movements as well, and I'm sort of happy, okay? And with that tea that I was drinking, that kombucha tea, yeah, that kombucha tea that came in a glass bottle that I ordered from Amazon, that I heard from one of the trainers on YouTube. Okay, so that had a culture in it that had a mushroom extract or something for real, and I was allergic to mushroom, y'all. So I was having an issue there where I was having an allergic reaction, okay, and it was sort of kind of messed up. So I took some Benadryl last night because I definitely wasn't feeling good. And I took another Benadryl when I woke up so that I felt a lot better, okay, after I took the Benadryl. Because I remember years ago when I was like 17, 18, I went to Texas and went to a little restaurant with somebody that I knew at the time. And they, you know, I ordered something off the menu and it had mushrooms in it. And it was like in the sauce or something, you know what I'm saying? I was like really picky eater. I don't eat mushrooms like my mom does. I don't. But like, you know, I went to the doctor because my face had this big old red rash on it. So, like, when I went to the doctor, you know, she discovered the allergic reaction that I was having to the mushrooms. She was just saying, you know how doctors are. They have to communicate. We have to communicate with each other so that we can sort of kind of, like, pinpoint exactly what something was or, you know, something like that. So then she admitted that, yeah, you may have had mushrooms in the sauce or something and was allergic. So then from that point forth, I stayed away from mushrooms, okay? So if you want to be really mean to me, then you'll give me mushrooms or something, and then, you know, I may stop breathing for real. So, like, you know, don't give me mushrooms. So, like, you know, that happened. It's been a lot of times that I've been to the restaurants and, you know, sort of kind of here and there, I have to say, you know, no mushrooms. Like, you know, and if you sell mushrooms, I just don't even go near you. Because I know you're going to try to put some sauce or something there with the mushrooms in it. And I just don't eat mushrooms, so I'm just going to stay away from your mushrooms, okay? So anyway, my mom eats them. She really, you know, bugs me out sometimes because my mom likes to cook and she likes to put mushrooms in her food, so I don't eat none of my mom's food no more. She puts the mushrooms in her food and, you know, she's just snacking on them and stuff. And I'm just telling my mom, I'm like, Mom, I don't eat mushrooms, sweetie. So please don't put mushrooms in my spaghetti and, you know, stuff like that. You know, I'm a no mushroom person, okay? So anyway, I'm losing weight, y'all, okay? Y'all gonna be so happy to see me again. I have been off of, like, social media for a while. Even though I've been on social media, it's like old stuff, you know. I don't really look good. I had a post last year for my birthday. You saw me. I looked different. I was fat. Like, you know, my body wasn't like I really wanted my body to be. And, you know, I'm a very picky eater. I always have been. Like, you know, I care about what I intake. Like, I like water. I do drink water a lot. I'm a water sign. So I like a lot of water. That's why you can see me and I don't look like I look as bad as what I really felt like I looked. Okay. So I really was kind of bigger than what I look like I really was because I exercised a lot in my past. And but, you know I'm not trying to, like, confuse you all about the weight that I had picked up, you know. And I know other people that are going through things like that too. A lot of people, like I said, going through it. Like, a lot of people want to lose weight, and then you got a lot of people that really want to gain weight, okay? So, like, you know, like I said about the people that wanted to actually gain weight, I got the Slim Fast and I got the Muscles. The Muscle Milk. It's the Muscle Milk, okay? They got that. So, like, you know, you can get that. You can get the shakes. I got some shakes. I got the Ensure shakes. They have the high protein in it, the meal replacers. So, like I said, when I was young, I didn't know how to really use those because I was young. I wasn't really thinking like I am now that I'm older, because my weight is very important that I'm getting older. What I'm eating is very important, you know what I'm saying, while I'm getting older. I'm almost 40. I'll be 40 this year. So, like I said, I'm doing meal replacements, and those are really helping me. When I wake up in the morning, I'm doing a meal replacement for breakfast, okay? I come with all these nutrients and minerals and vitamins there. So, like, you know, I'm getting what I need every day, and I'm like, my vision feels better and clearer. I'm breathing well, you know. I still have some pain issues that I've been going through, but I'm standing my ground like I should, okay, y'all? And like I said again, I'm losing weight. My clothes are actually falling off of me, y'all, okay? Instead of being too tight, okay? So I have went, and I know y'all don't want to believe it, but I used to wear like a size, like, I think I was in a size 4. So, like, you know, one time I was at a 4, and you was like, oh, Lord, this girl was wearing a 4 when she was like 18 years old. So I was wearing a size 4 when I was about 18, and then I was going up from like 5. I went up to like a 10. Like, you know, I had been an 8 and then a 10. So now I was supposed to have been a 14. That's what I was last year, okay? I was a 14. I didn't actually get all the way into a 16. And so now I went back down into a 12, okay? So then I usually was a 10. So that's what the the one I really want to be is the 10. I just sort of kind of stick there because I like a little hip. I like a little butt. You know what I'm saying? I like the flat stomach. I like a little breast. I don't want my breast to be too large, y'all, because that really hurts my back, okay? So, like, you know, I like little small, little breast. That's big enough for me. But right now, I think I'm like a 38D, and I'm supposed to be getting a reduction to those because I had an issue with my back. So I'm trying to get my breast reduced as well. So y'all be looking out for that for me and praying for me on that, because you know it's not just like, you know, the cosmetic part of it is really what helps my body feels better. So I'm basically looking to you know, be more comfortable in my skin. Like I said, I want to be happy. I want to smile. I have, like, I've been cleansing my body, y'all, with some wash that it kind of lightens up your skin or something because of all of the, you know, dirt and stuff over the years. Like, you know, I don't know how many of y'all do that, but to me, it feels a lot better just to get a little lighter, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, get some of the dirt off of you, especially from the sun and stuff like that. You know, we love you, sun, but, like, you know, it be burning me up. So, like, you know, I got this soap and it's moisturizes your skin. It's a skin protector and, you know, it's better than just putting on Vaseline, which is also a skin protector. But in this case, it sort of make me feel like I'm frying my skin, okay? When I put on Vaseline and go in the sun, I still feel like I'm frying. So, I just want y'all to be on the lookout for the cleansers too for the skin that y'all may want to use this summer and stuff like that. So, you want to kind of refresh yourself and your body and, you know, feel your best self and stuff like that. I lost weight because of the B12 shot, most definitely, right, y'all? Like, more than just the meal replacements and stuff I was doing. And I was like, girl, y'all, guys, it was a miracle, okay? And I can tell that in no time, I'm going to be back to my old self. And I'm kind of happy because I'm almost 40, and I want to feel good when I'm 40, y'all. I want to feel like, you know, like I said, some of my favorites, like J-Lo, Halle Berry, like, you know, even Beyonce, even though I ain't trying to be rude, you know. So we keep on moving and we want to pray while we're doing it, while we fasting, you know, drinking plenty of water. Like I even had like a 20, I think it was a 20. What is this water that I'm drinking right here? It's a 20-ounce bottle. I think it was a 20-ounce bottle. A 20-ounce bottle of Dasani. I don't know what your favorite water is or what you want to get out of your water. I got a Cynthia, too. It has my name at the end of it. I love that water right there, too. So they got a lot of good water out there, too. You know, some water, you know, this good water. So then I'm drinking a lot of water. At least maybe say if I got a 20-ounce bottle, then I'm drinking 20, 40, 60, 80. And I'm drinking 5 bottles of water, y'all. And I'm saying it's good for you for real. So don't forget to get all that water that y'all need, too, okay? So, besides that, I was losing weight in my clothes. They start to feel like they kind of falling off of me, right? So then I'm like, oh, okay, I'm losing weight. And I'm sort of kind of, it's so funny that I feel totally different. I'm just trying to like stand up on my own feet still. I'm like, you know, just getting back into the groove of things. My clothes looking a little baggy and I'm happy. I really am. I'm happy about the change. I feel so glad that I can be successful here just for a little B12 shot, y'all. It's a wonderful way to lose weight. You know, the doctors, you know, they don't have to really prescribe it. So you just go in for it, right? So like I was supposed to be going back this week for another shot because they say, you know, you gotta take them at least a week apart. But I mean, this shot works, okay? It works really fast, okay? So I was like, I don't know if I should take so many of them because I'm gonna be, I just went shopping, y'all. Boy, I'm telling y'all, I don't even want to tell y'all which store I went to because I don't want y'all, you know, clashing with me about what I call. I'm still thinking I'm better than somebody in, but y'all laugh at me. I'm going to, I think the store called Akina or something, or Akira. I don't know. Y'all may seen it. Akira. I got to say shout out to them. They have some very nice high fashion clothes, okay? And, like, you know, I just wanted to get into some of those clothes, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, clothes, y'all, okay? Clothes. 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 That we need clothes, okay? I get tired of wearing just Walmart clothes, Target clothes, even though Target do got some nice clothes. I don't know if y'all ever been to Target, but they got some nice little clothes up in there, right? So, like, you know, rainbow clothes, like, you know, wherever you wear your clothes from. And then say if I want to look out, you know, I just want to wear some Nikes or, like, you know, whatever kind of clothes you wear, Ross, Marshalls, like, you know, a lot of places have nice clothing, okay, for real, okay. But if you want to step it up a little bit, like, you know, you going somewhere and you want to look more dramatic, then they got this place that I just found out about, and I just, you know, picked up some clothes because me and one of my friends, we're supposed to be going to do a little video shoot. We got some music that we put out a few years ago, actually, but it's not actually out. We just went to the studio and recorded it. So I don't know if y'all be following me on Instagram. I got an Instagram, T_Lot, LOT_S. If you follow me there, then you can, like, check out the page. And I got some music with an artist called Revelation Jensen on there, for real. I think he has the Seventh Sign is his album, and it's pretty good, y'all. If y'all want to go check him out, I believe he's related to the late Tupac Shakur. And like I said, I was signed to the William Reynolds Agency here, and me and my children. So, you know, we do act, we do a little acting, we do, like, that's how I ran into him. And you know, we do music, like, you know, we write songs, and, you know, we doing copyrights. And, you know, maybe y'all ever heard of some of my music that I just dropped lately. I dropped the album called The Lady of the South Project Part 2, and I'm basically just working on that. To see, like, you know, where we may take it in the future. We're trying to get the team together, some film directors, some producers, so that we can step into some studios and, like, you know, get ready for some video shoots this summer. And like I said, you know, we basically focusing on that and just, you know, be happy, relax, chill. Like, you know, I don't like to get into a lot of negative things and a lot of drama. Like, you know, I like positive mindsets at all time, and that's why I kind of developed this podcast, so that I could basically communicate with others that really do know me and may don't get a chance to talk to me as much as they would like. Like, you know, sometimes I have people hitting me up on my own DM, so that, you know, they may want to speak to me about certain things that I have going on in my life, certain posts that I make on some of my social media sites. I'm on Facebook. My name is Author Tia Turner. You also can look me up on my page, which is just Tia Turner without the just in the front. Instagram, T_Lot_S. And then I'm on YouTube as Tia Turner, and I'm also on TikTok. And on my TikTok, I believe I'm Tia Turner, and Tia T84, I believe, is who I am there. And so, you know, I definitely am posting my podcast all around, so you all can hit me up. You can either guest star on here, co-host with me. And I appreciate you so much, you guys, for listening today. I'm here March the 18th, getting ready for another what they call cold day tomorrow. I don't know how cold. I know it's not going to be as hot as it usually has been, but I'm actually in a sweater because it's kind of cold, for real. And just like I said, y'all, whoever wants to lose weight, you know what I'm saying, they got those B12 shots out there at the health store that you can get. I don't think you need insurance. I don't think one shot was about $25. That's if you want to lose weight, which your weight loss goals are. You know, like I said, I want to fit into some of these nice outfits that I bought from Akira. very nice outfits, y'all, for real. Like, you know, and they had a sale. So I just spent like $150 for real and got like maybe say about 5-6 outfits. And I thought that was a pretty good deal, right? Especially for some little nice high fashion, you know, because high fashion that they got out here, I mean, you're looking at like $300 and $400 for one outfit, and you can't be like, wow. Like, you know, so like, you know, some of us want to turn up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, look really nice when we're out and we're dating. And then plus, I'm in a group, okay, with the females. I believe it's like an African-American female group or something like that, where one of the members had like want to discuss, you know, about like having like budgeting issues, like, you know, when it comes to life. She's like, she don't always get a chance to like save. And I felt like that myself. So that's why I just brought it up, because like when it comes to money, we don't always get to have all of the money that we want or need. You know what I'm saying? And especially depending on our education and those type of goals, because I sort of kind of did run up my student loans, y'all, for real. And media communication was something that I got for free. Okay. I got a scholarship for media communication. So like, you know, I'm using it. It's a pastime for me being a host on this show, not really being paid for it or anything like that. That's why I said I don't mind you all coming. I don't have a business for it, okay? It's just something that I'm doing, such as community service right now, and that, you know, you listen. I appreciate you for listening. And then whenever my fiance returns to me, then me and him, we're going to sort of kind of come together and communicate about us forming this into maybe some type of a business, you know what I'm saying? So that everybody get a chance to participate fairly, like, you know. But as far as me being a singer songwriter, yeah, I got music that's out there that is copyrighted. I do have a registration right now in the U.S. as Tia Turner, and that I am using it as an entertainer as well. So I just want y'all to know that a lot of these things are becoming legitimate, and that I am so thankful for that, you guys, for real, because now nobody wants to just be talking to people and doing things, you know, incorrectly, okay? Like, you know, I just really would like my life to sort of kind of like pick up, you know, how it really should. So what I do is I want to encourage those that are out there to like continue to pursue their dreams and things like that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, give honor to the God that's above, the creator of all things, okay? And that by doing that, I'm pretty sure that he will send some type of special light into your life that allows you to be able to do the things that you feel that you would like to do. Like, say I want to have something, you know, just like myself, which is myself, Tia Turner. Like, you know, I wrote a book, okay, called The Lady of the South, Memoir Revised. And it took me almost a month to write it. It was actually my second book, okay? And I'm just going to tell you what happened with the first one. The first one was called The Lady of the South. And I actually drew it, the artwork for it myself. And so the issue was that I went through a publication company, okay, and I paid a lot of money for it too, and that I wasn't getting nowhere near where I can get if I would have done it on my own, okay? So, like, you know, I did it over, I wrote it over, I wrote it myself, you know, I wrote everything up to Congress. I was doing a better job, okay? Like, you know, being independent about something, you know, for real. So, like, you know, the encouragement that I would have given to my sister, you know, who became a member in the Black Ladies group, is that, you know, what you want to do is have something for yourself, okay? Like, you know, you want to go to Congress with it. You want to copyright, okay? You want to have it so that, because once you copyright, you're always copyrighting, okay? So, you know, you have to become an inventor. You have to become a creator, okay? No matter what you're creating, okay? And that's what I would say. Like, you know, you may want to do some research and look around and think, like, you know, what it is that sparks magic in your life, either is reading books or is making films or just a name for yourself. You know, you can look into what registering a trademark in your name, like, you know, stuff like that, okay? And what I do, I speak of empowerment to women, especially African-American women, because, like, you know, I have my friend over at the cafe, I believe the QEB Cafe, her foundation. in her foundation, she communicates about this as well, so that you know that, you know, for so many years, you know, we were slaves, you know, our people were slaves, you know, we was underpaid or not paid at all for so many years, and one day let go, and like, we trying to find ourselves. So like, you know, we're all in that state of mind, you know what I'm saying? That's why I refuse to not, you know, believe in myself regardless of what I see out in the world. Like, you know, just because I see other people doing things that may seem extreme, like I even wear press on nails, you wouldn't even be able to tell that either. You could go to T-Bone right now. I hope they don't change the prices on you, but you can get you some nice nails for like 50 cents. Like, you know, you can get as many of them as you want, and you can sit there and do your own nails. You want to look good at the same time, and you know, believe in your dreams, and don't be spending all your money at the nail shop and your hairstyles. I met a girl today that sold clip-in weave for $60, y'all, and it looked so good, y'all. I thought she had her real hair in, and I asked her straight up. I was like, what you mix with? She said, girl, these clip-ons. I was like, oh, okay, honey, let me get your number. And I gave her my card, Tia Turner, with the YouTube and the Amazon link on there, so she can go check out my book. I told her to leave me a review. And then, you know, business to business, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, let's get around and spread love and communicate and help each other as much as we can, okay? Like, you know, I got a little job, you know what I'm saying? I ain't no rich person in the world or nothing like that, but that don't mean that I can't help encourage you, okay? And say that something is there for you, someone is there for you to help you, and that is the truth. But first of all, let's believe in ourselves and let's pray about things that we go through, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I was a single woman for a very long time in my life, and that I just did not have that significant other. I thank the Lord for my significant other, because he also do help me develop myself to be the best that I can be. So for those that are missing out on that particular person, right, which is that significant other that really wants to help you develop yourself inside out to be the best person you can be, okay? Because a lot of us can complain. I would have had more complaints about my exes than I do have about the one that is here for me today. So, like, you know, I definitely had to pray with tears in my eyes to say, where is my actual husband in this world, okay? Like, I'm just telling y'all the truth. Y'all just say it just like me and just be like, where is my actual husband, you know? Because I have not gotten there yet, and that I know that he has to be around here somewhere. Like, you know, I have heard about women that have been in relationships and have been married, and that it has not worked out, and that they have been divorced, and now they are single, and now, you know, they still have the children. And so I still love you, but I was the opposite, okay? I was the mother by myself without the husband, okay? So that's why I still needed him, okay? And I prayed for him, and I prayed that this man would walk himself right back in my life. And when he walked back in, he was going nowhere. I meant that for real. I was like, you better not go nowhere. You better not leave me. You better not cheat on me. And then that was how it was with us, okay? And so, you know, making love came with it. Like, you know, and then, like, you know, just keep on praying about it, okay? And keep on reminding even yourself, okay? Remind yourself that I need my person to be there for me, okay? Like, yeah. So that if you remind yourself that your person need to be there for you, then that's what they will be, okay? And then you also want to put in that I'm also here for you as well, and that we are a team until the end of time, because, you know, nobody don't want to be alone. I mean, you even got kids, or, you know, you need somebody, even your next door neighbor. Like, you know, you need somebody to help you sustain yourself, okay? So, like, you know, we can't just really do it by ourselves, okay? So that's why I would say, let's just pray, you know, that we can get that significant other in there too, as far as not being able to, like, keep up with our budgets and, you know, things that we do. You understand? Like, you know, ask for help. Make sure that we're asking for help, okay? And I'm just gonna say, I'm not a lesbian woman or nothing, but like, if you have to find that homegirl or that girlfriend that can actually help you as well, then nothing wrong with that. I mean, you need some help, okay? You're looking for either your family help, and if the family relationship is not just there, then like I said, I'm a media communicator. I'm not a psychologist, a doctor, a lawyer, nothing like that. I'm going to school for criminal justice. I pray I ever do get a chance to get that master's degree and become that attorney or lawyer for you, but you know, and I had a real estate agent too, and I mean, God bless her too. She left me a voicemail where she's trying to help me run my credit so I can go buy me a house. And she just wanted to let me know where I need to start paying off debt and how much debt I need to pay off. I'm not in that much debt either, y'all. Thank the Lord up above. I actually had filed for bankruptcy so many years back, and I'm not ashamed to tell you, in case you need to file for bankruptcy. Like, you know, that helps clear up a lot of things for you, you know. I think it was chapter 7, so that you know. But that thing stay on your, it stay on your credit for a while. Like, you know, mine is actually coming off next year, and I told my fiance, I was like, I'm not gonna file no more. Like, you know, I pray I don't have to file no more, you know what I'm saying? I pray that I'm able to just get the money and pay debts off, you know what I'm saying? And I don't have to keep on, like, you know, asking for that type of help with bankruptcy. I only filed one time, and I'm not ashamed of it, y'all. It really helped me for real, because I had been through some things in my life, and I had, you know, just made some bad choices. But let's all pray about making those right choices. Like, you know, like I said, I got a son. He's graduating high school this year. Congratulations to him. I'm so thankful. Congratulations to all of y'all graduates this year. Honestly, 2024, that's what's up. He's already been accepted college, and he's gonna be a happy camper. Like, you know, so you know, that's what I'll say, because I really didn't do mine exactly the same. So, like, you know, that's just the way here, you know. That's just the thing. Like, it's the American dream, you know. Let's finish school here, y'all. Like, you know, let's finish high school. Let's go all the way through school, and let's prepare ourselves for our future, because like you're thinking, it's expensive. Like, you know, the cost of living is very high. Like, you know, and depending on how you eat your food, you're going to spend too much on your meals. I be trying to budget my food. That's why I'm telling you, some days it's fasting days. And don't forget not to spend money today. Like, you know, I went shopping a couple of days ago. I had got a little check or something from, you know, whatever. I ain't going to be up here just telling y'all a lot of my business. Y'all think y'all know me too well. But, yeah, I went shopping. I wanted to smile. I was a little happy. But anyway, yeah, don't forget, some days it's no money spending days, okay? Now, it don't matter. You wanted to eat, you had to starve today. And then you could have made it every other day I starve. So every other day I starve, and every other day I don't eat food, okay? And don't forget, water was supposed to be free. So I know you can find you a water fountain somewhere. But anyway, thank you all for listening. Tia Turner.